Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The transition from the Northern Wyoming Community College District to the Gillette Community College District has hit a sticking point. Buildings on the Gillette campus have not transferred to the new college district, as they are owned by the City of Gillette and Campbell County, but have been leased by the NCCD, and the district would like to be reimbursed for the investment they've made into a number of buildings. But many are subject to different lease agreements and reimbursement plans in the event the city wants to discontinue their leases. Right Days starts tomorrow at 6 o'clock with movie night at the community center. The following days have a variety of things to do, like a 5K walk run, a parade, pie eating contest, and a kids fishing derby. For more information, check out the Right Days 2022 Facebook page. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The Wyoming Mustangs are wrapping up their second year in Gillette, and attendance is down, thought to be in part due to the less-than-stellar season the team has had. When the owners of the Mustangs expanded into Montana and South Dakota, it seems balancing all three teams has proved daunting, and then the team was sold to a local defense attorney. With the season now over, it's unclear what's next for the Mustangs. One thing is for certain, fans and the team will have 8 months to wait until the next season. Saturday's the annual Fur Kids Foundation's Fun Walk and Rock Hunt at Dalby Memorial Park near the Edwards Shelter. Registration starts at 8 a.m. and the walk starts at 9. The Fur Kids Foundation is the only organization in Northeast Wyoming that provides for families with pets in Campbell County when they're not able to afford health care. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.